Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that's the Colors of the Wind, and we're starting with the Colors of the Wind today. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I can talk today, be really good. We're all enjoying our Mercury retrograde. So far it hasn't hit too terribly much today, so we're all really thankful for that. Okay, some of the few announcements here. Jethro wanted me to make sure I got out about. He is running that coffee special again. And it's called, you can sign up for a couple different things. He's promoting the Organic Gold Gourmet Healthy Coffee. And if you go to the webpage, the www.psychicsgonewild, that's all run together, all small letters, it's psychicsgonewild.com. If you guys check that out, he was going to be loading the button. That would, one of them would say something along the line of a coffee reading, and the other would say the coffee class. And what he's offering this month is, if anybody would like to buy and try that healthy coffee, or, you know, there's more than just coffee there. It's, I think there's 3-4 different flavors at this point. We have black, we have an extra black, we have, there's a latte, there's a mocha, there's also hot chocolate if you're not a coffee drinker, and there's also 3 different types of tea. There's red tea, green tea, and black tea. But if people are willing to try some salty gourmet tea and or coffee and or hot chocolate, he is offering a reading or a class for purchasing the coffee. And I'll tell you what, it's a really good deal because it's about half price of what he normally charges. So if you want to get coffee and a reading, or coffee in a car, or coffee in a coffee class, or coffee in a psychic class, that would be the place to go. So check out the, for you guys who are coming on in here, check out the Psychics Gone Wild, and check out the, I'm not sure exactly which page it's on. It probably says, you know, that's not the contact one, but there's one page that he's got where it's like, you know, here's the options of readings and things that you can buy, and they've got the buy it now, you know, the little click buttons. So check that out. If you'd like to get, I'll say, 2 for the price of 1, now would be the time to check out and get that, either the coffee reading or the coffee class. And it's the coffee reading means Jethro spends time with you to give you an individual reading for drawing the coffee, or he will give you a couple of, you know, classes, psychic development classes. So, yeah, can't lose, whichever way you look at that. Alrighty, other stuff coming up. As we do periodically, we reshuffle stuff. So right now we have Jethro and Janine. Let's see, it's Reagan Sinclair. She's from London. She's on with us on Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time at this 773-897-6461. Today's is our musical and love relationship person, Pamela Cummins. She also says she does career and, you know, finance and business and all that stuff too, and she does. She also does a Tuesday segment in the, over here on Psychics Gone Wild. It's Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And she's also on with our sister show, Spiritual Learning Connection, also on Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I believe she said she has Gary Loper, who is her mentor, coming on with her this week. So he's been on with her before, several months ago, and he's just really an amazing person. So you can kind of see that where he's been, you know, Pamela's mentor, and she's incredible. She's a very, very awesome reader. I call her the angel talker, you know, whatever. She and Jethro kind of do similar stuff. It's like when you call in, you get messages, you know, from the other side, you know, that kind of stuff. So they're quite talented in their various respective fields and so on and so forth. And then let's see, on Wednesdays, I'm not sure. I know we've been having Celeste on Wednesdays with, Rohit. I want to say Rohit, and he's a card reader, and also the monks. I'm not sure if they got done with their five-week episode there. That's something going on Wednesday night, and that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Jethro and Dina start getting ready for the weekend on Thursdays. They are also on at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Fridays, it's usually Jethro and a surprise person. We leave our Fridays open, so we always have somebody different coming in on the weekends and so on and so forth. They're on the Fridays. And then Saturdays, it's I'm hosting on Saturdays and Sundays. Last night it was Shelley Seitz, and she has a show, The Sagittarian Sun, which airs every other Monday here on Blog Talk. And I wish I knew the number for the show. Not at the moment, but if you look for Sagittarian Sun, you can find that. You can also find her at sagsun.com. And she's pretty exceptional with what she does. She's an astrologer. She knows all about the planets. So right now, like I say, we have Mercury in retrograde, and we have Saturn in retrograde. It's like, yeah, go figure. So we've got one of the big outer planets and Mercury twiddling with our, communications. Mercury affects all kinds of communications, whether it's phones, whether it's computers, whether it's verbal, and we have seen more mess-ups under Mercury retrogrades. It really, you know, for whatever reason, it really seems to have an effect on what we say and how we say it and how we communicate. So just double-check your facts when we're in a Mercury retrograde, and that's going to go until St. Patrick's Day, I believe, till March 17th. So luckily Irish will bring us out of that, which is really nice. All righty. Let's see here. And we have Amy also over on our sister station with that spiritual learning connection. She is on Monday nights, and she has a guest on tomorrow night. And she also does readings there. Really, really, I don't know if it's late or early, you know, late on Friday, early on Saturday. It's like she used to have it scheduled at 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays, Eastern Standard Time, and she moved it back, so it's midnight. So her reading time over there, she does the mermaid cards, because we call her our Florida mermaid. She's from Jacksonville, Florida, and she does those readings over there. Okay, and we have a queue of people here hanging out, and we are doing birth card stuff today. So I'm going to give you just for you guys listening there in queue. Here's what I need when you come on with me. If you will give me your month and your day, we'll start out with seeing what your birth card is. And if you want information on, you know, what's happening in the year to come or what year you're in here, I don't need your birth year, but I need your current age, and that will let me look up the right stuff. So away we go. And our first caller here is area code 201. 201, you're on with us today.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
My name is Rose, and I'm 56 years old, 5'6", December 10th.
December 10th. Okay.
And I would like to know what's coming up for me for the remainder of the year, if that's possible.
You betcha.
Thank
yes,
you.
You're not far into your year, which is really cool. It's like the closer I can get, you know, people to the beginning of the year, the better off we are, because, you know, you kind of have that little forward look. It's like, although it's not bad to get somebody who's just finishing the year up, because then you can also say, okay, well, here's what's happened to you, and it's like, and now here's what, you know, we're thinking is going to happen. So, and you said December 10th?
Yes.
All righty. That makes you an 8 of clubs, and you have a 10 of diamonds as a planetary ruler. It's like the cards I use are just our normal poker deck, okay? So it's, I shouldn't say it's nothing special, because they are really special. The history, I've done some classes over here on where they are and where they come from and all that good stuff, but our little deck of playing cards is quite a unique deck, and how we actually came by them has got a pretty interesting history. But let's see here. Okay. And where you're at this year, aha. Okay, you are looking at a lot of changes this year. You've got your long range. Let's see, and I'm going to jot a note down here to myself. Or I should have you just get a pencil and paper real quick. So if I give you some cards and say, you know, write this down and remind me here, because I get to going on stuff, and it's like I have a hard time juggling the phone, the studio, and the pencil and paper all at the same time. So anyway. Okay, as an 8 of clubs, I can tell you you're really in good company. 8 of clubs is one of the really psychic cards in the deck. And just so you know, to let your company know the company you're in is our founder of the show here, Jethro Smith. He is an 8 of clubs and one of the most psychic people I would say I have ever known.
I have no psychic abilities at all. And I am told that I'm psychic. I don't really get any kind of intuition or anything. I never do. I try. When the phone rings, I'm like, who could that be? But I'm never right.
Well, you know, there's lots of different gifts. It's like it's, you know, there's clairaudience, there's clairsentience, there's, I don't know all the clairs to it, but it's like each of them has a clair in front of it. Clairaudient means you hear. The sentient means like, you just know. There's the clairvoyance, whereas you see. And then there's one with the taste. It's like people who get, you know, taste and smells and can feel like people touching them. So it's like it's all of your senses just raised to another degree. So just because you don't, you know, you're kind of saying, well, I wanted an apple, and it's like, instead God gave you an orange, okay? So your abilities might not be in the area that you think they are. So, okay. But anyway, it's one of the three, the Eight of Clubs is one of the three fixed cards. You've got really strong mental power. You're not easily swayed by others' views and opinions. Just kind of give a little blurb here. It's like a lot of successful attorneys are Eights of Clubs. But your power can really be applied to any of the mental fields of great success. And Eights are also the scholars of the deck. It's like you really are a person who can learn anything you want to. For example, there's, you know, chemists, rocket scientists, nuclear physicists, brain surgeons, you know, whatever. A lot of those kind of people in really specialized things are Eights of Clubs because you can learn anything. Your life path is one of the most successful in the deck. You can achieve just about anything you set your mind to, and you can attain wealth and prominence if that's what you want. But you've got to make sure your biggest thing is keep your life in balance, because mental and emotional peace is really essential to maintaining that success. You do have a lot of psychic power, and you can be great healers, you know. So, I don't know, maybe you have a gift with plants, you know, something like that. But, you know, not just the mental, you know, not just the intuitive stuff, but it's like there's a lot of other areas, you know, like I say, people who are healers and that kind of stuff. You know, that gift can be applied with great success, and you just need to become aware of, you know, where your gift is at and aware of it talks about your true goals, you know, to have a life of success and accomplishment. So it's like, you know, what are your goal sheets? And I remember doing this back in college. It's like we had a guy that set us out with 3x5 index cards and says, what do you really want to accomplish? And that's kind of where you're at. Is, you know, that's been kind of your life path, is like, what do you want to accomplish? Because anything that you choose to, you pretty much are going to. Also, as mentioned before, it's one of the fixed cards, and that it has its own drawbacks, because sometimes it's difficult for you to deal with changes. And it's really your mind, your concepts, ideas, principles that are the most fixed. A lot of times the Eight of Clubs people are just, it's like they're born with a set of principles that you're going to live your life by, and you refuse to change no matter who says you got to do it this way. It's like, nope, I'm going to do it my way. Okay, you really walk to a different drummer in a lot. There's also going to be, you know, inevitable periods of your life where changes of that, you know, of the mental structure is going to happen. You know, kind of like, I hate to say life steamrolls you over, but it's like, you know, there's going to be things happen that you go, okay, I just changed my mind because of this. Those periods are kind of difficult, but it's also part of the Eight of Clubs karmic path. You're always more healthy and alive after, you know, the changes. And it talks about it as being kind of like a death and rebirth. If you're familiar with the phoenix, you know, where it says the phoenix burns up, you know, it turns into a pile of ashes, and then it rises again. That's those transformational changes that sometimes happen to you in life as you go along. If you have the opportunity to work with a person who has a birth card of either a Jack of Hearts or a King of Spades, it's going to, you know, bring both of you far-reaching success, because together, you know, you sometimes there's, you know, pairs that do really well together. And that's if you're committed to doing, you know, some great work for humanity. For best results for you, it just talks about your work needs to come before your personal life, and you need to keep work and your personal life separate to have, you know, the most success. In relationships, essentially it's a really good marriage card. You know, you got good marriage karma. Being that fixed card, you're less prone to the emotional changes that some of the other cards in the deck have. You've got this Four of Spades in Venus, and it's also a sign that you really appreciate the stability of home and family enough to avoid the changes in love life that affect so many of the other cards in the deck. However, at one point, a lot of the eights of, you know, the eight people will either experience, you know, like either a divorce or a separation or, you know, a loss of a loved one, something like that. And that's usually in association with somebody in the diamond suits. There's this kind of, you know, let's say, you know, quote, destined, you know, romantic either breakup or something like that, but that's karma that you're dealing with either from the past, either past life or whatever. But because of that fixed nature, when those changes come, they're not the easiest for you to deal with. Talks about women often end up in association or doing something with a younger diamond male who might introduce you to either a spiritual or, you know, romantic love. And that occurs...
Younger? A younger male is coming, you said?
Your
Very possibly. Very possibly.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that's what you said.
Something like that. Okay. There's a possibility. So what I say is with this one is this talks about possibilities and probabilities. You know, it's like, I mean, the structure of this card deck is like really mathematical. So it just says that those possibilities are there. The other thing you always got to realize with any of us, you know, who are the readers or, you know, any of that, is all we get for you is what is happening right now today. Because, you know, you can hear this and go, I mean, and we've had people do that. It's like, oh, I don't like, you know, that's going to happen. It's like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to go change that. And they do, because we have free will all the time. It's like, you know, you can have, and I've seen people have really great cards and go shoot themselves in the foot. And I've seen people have really terrible cards and they go, you know, spread the fertilizer and grow roses, okay? You know what I mean? So it's just really dependent on what you do with it. It's not necessarily, you know, this. What we have to say is not written in stone in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
That there is, you know, there is this possibility there, and if you want to take advantage of it, the cards are in your favor to do this. So it's like, yeah.
Well, you mentioned marriage card, and then you mentioned the younger male, so I was not really sure what that refers to.
Just that you've got good marriage karma, okay, and the that you're less prone emotionally, you know, to the emotional changes that the other cards in the deck have. So, you know, it's kind of like when you get in a relationship, you're probably going to stay there, okay. And in terms of somebody coming in, it's like, yeah, you do better with a younger guy, the diamond suit. But, you know, a lot of this depends on, you know, do you get out? It's like, do you get out and go, you know, go places? Because obviously, you know, you're not going to meet somebody if you're sitting at home in front of the TV or, you know, and I'll say even sitting at home, you know, with your crocheting and your cats, you know, or whatever. It's like, if you don't get out your own front door, it's really hard to meet people. Of course, mm-hmm. I mean, we do, you know, we do have the internet and that kind of stuff, but it's like, yeah, there's a caveat there. It's like, I have seen so many things happen on the internet. It's like, one of my friends says, yeah, get on the internet, be all you can be, you know. It's like,
nah, I don't know. I'd be very cautious. You know,
exactly.
I tried that maybe 10, 15 years ago online. And
right.
Nah, they tell you whatever they want, and you don't really know if they're sincere or if it's even them. So
yeah. Exactly.
I have a friend who saw pictures of a beautiful woman and then met her in person, and it was somebody else. So,
oh, wow. Yeah, exactly. Well, it was one of my guy friends who actually told me this. It's like, because he was about 5'8". I mean, he's kind of, you know, a shorter guy. I was like, well, I'm tall, I'm 5'9". So, and he was just saying, yeah, the internet, be all you can be. He says, on the internet, I'm 6'6", and I'm like going, really? It's like, you know, what do people say when they meet you? It's like, what, you got, you know, cut off at the knee or what? You know, I kind of laugh.
What's
going,
the purpose of all of that? Are you trying to sell yourself or are you trying to sell somebody else? I don't understand
exactly.
That. You know, you can be whoever you want on the internet, so it's, you know, you could say whatever you want and do, and if you're not sincere, I don't see the purpose of it. So I kind of avoid meeting anyone, even on Facebook. I don't accept friends who I don't know. I don't want to know strangers. But everybody's different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's like, I know personally, it's like, I've got into this, and it's like, I've friended a lot of people that I didn't know, you know, at first, and it's like, and you kind of, you know, you get on there, and they've got Facebook games, they've got, you know, all kinds of stuff, and you can get to know people. It's like, and when it gets to the point where you're, you know, you've exchanged phone numbers, and you're actually talking to a live person, you know, you hear their voice or whatever, it's like, and then some people actually, you know, get together, and they meet in person, it's like, oh, you really are who you say you are, you know. But, I mean, to me, that would be the purpose of it, is like, you know, is be who you really are. Because if you're not going to be genuine and you're not going to be real, how can you bring a real relationship in, you know, to what you're doing if you are not, you know, the best you can be? You don't need to be somebody else. You need to be the best you can be.
Exactly.
So do you?
Exactly. So it could be used as a positive thing or it could be used negatively. So, anyway, like I said, I've tried all of that in the many, many years ago when I first went online, and I just don't even bother with it anymore. It's not worth it for me personally.
It gets disappointing. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, for other people, it's fine, but for me, no, it's not. Not what I want.
Yeah. See, and I'm just kind of looking at your cards here for the year. What we've got you at is this year you've got a long range card that is a five of clubs, and it just talks about, fives talk about a lot of change, and it's like there's, you know, you're going to have some kind of changes of some sort this year. It's either like changes in plans or changes in thinking. And it's going to be, this year is going to be a year of important change for you, both within and, you know, inside and outside your mind. It's like, because anytime your thinking changes, there is that shift in your external environment. Because once you change your mind, it's like you're, you know, the outer world. Once you change the inner world, the outer world has no choice but to change along with you. On a deep level, you're undergoing a shift in your belief structures or in your philosophy of life. And or, you know, in some kind of way that you've been thinking about your future, that could be a result of, you know, many new influences in your life, possibly some things you learned while traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, often this shows up in people's spreads who are taking in new ideas, like, you know, either through school or new jobs.
I am in school right now. That's why it's unbelievable. I am. I decided I wanted change, and I'm back in college, and I told you how old I am.
Yeah.
You never stop learning. I love school.
Exactly. You're never too old to learn. I've seen people go back. What's really kind of cool is like in Wyoming, it's like the university there. If people are over, I don't know, it's like, I can't remember if it's in their 60s or 70s. And we've had some, you know, really old people, you know, chronologically go back to school. But it's like you look at them and go, really, you're 70, you're 80, you're in class, you know. And they're going, yeah, I'm learning, you know.
Why not? Are you still alive? I'm not dead.
Exactly. You got it. So you're out and about, and you're taking college classes, and you are going to meet people. Maybe that's where you're going to meet that younger guy. Okay, there you go. Anyway.
Well, I don't know. Someone told me, a reader told me that someone from my past was coming, a younger man. So this, you're probably like the third person who's told me that. That's why I'm questioning it. So. I don't know. I'm waiting for him.
Awesome. Okay, well, often, and then the rest of that is often this card manifests as curiosity and restlessness. Many people, sometimes, you know, you might move to a new location. You know, you might have a geographical location, and if you're not relocating geographically, I've seen people with this influence rearrange their furniture, like, every week. You know, every time you go to their house, it's like, you rearranged again. Wow. You know, they buy new stuff, get rid of old stuff, you know, whatever, but it's all about change. So if you're, you know, if you're thinking of moving at all in any way, shape, or form, this could be the year to do it. But however it manifests, you know, in your external world, it's going to reflect that change in your mental pattern. Traveling is also a really common experience when this card is present, and possibly one of the easier ways to manifest this energy. The negative possibilities, got to give you the downside here, because there's always upsides and there's always downsides. You might be skeptical to others' ideas. You might not have a commitment to any particular philosophy or ideology. Or you could feel like, you know, the leaf blowing in the wind of other people's opinions and ideas. I don't think so, because you seem really, you know, strong-minded with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just rest assured it's only part of the process. Your point of view is changing and probably will not settle down until the year is over. So, you know, by your next birthday, you're really going to be in a different space and place than you are right now.
Believe it. So many changes, and they're happening fast. So change is good, right? Change is always good.
It, you know, it can be. It's like my grandma used to say that, you know, it's like don't get in a rut, because a rut is, you know, just a grave with the ends kicked out. So it's like, you know, don't stay in your rut too long, because, you know, somebody might come along trying to fill in your ends, okay?
Mm-hmm. Your keywords don't feel trapped and stuck, and it's all
right.
Part of
and
society, I guess.
That way. You know, I mean, I hear that so much. It's like, oh, man, I'm trapped here. I'm stuck here. And it's like, no, you know what? Change your mind. And it's like, but people don't realize, you know, they just have that sort of, oh, no, I can't. And it's like, I think the word can't ought to be limited, you know, eliminated from our vocabulary, because can't is the most limiting word there ever is. Because if, you know, if you get over that and go, you know what? Yes, I can. Where there's a will, there's a way. If, you know, and, you know,
well, find a way.
Exactly.
Well, find one, you know. If you're stuck. Because we all go through those stages where we're stuck. I'm taking sociology right now, and we're discussing that, how people feel trapped and stuck,
right.
And they don't realize certain things. But I don't want to be babbling on. You probably have other people holding. So.
I do, but I'm going to give you one last thing here. For
Thank
your keywords,
you.
Like this, And you can come back. You can come back after the show, you know, in archives and get this, because I'm kind of read it through fast. But this is something you should probably, you know, take your 3x5 index card, stick this on your bathroom mirror, because here's your keywords for the year. It's I change my thinking, or I change my basic philosophy. I travel a lot this year. My plans change a lot this year. So this is your keywords for this year. It's like, you know, you are going to have a lot of changes. The other part I'm going to say is that there is, at the end of your year coming in, because, you know, right now you're about in your, December, January, February. You're about in your Mars time frame, which is like you got a 3 of clubs and 4 of clubs going along there. So, again, you know, that learning. The rest of your year, you've got some really positive things in Jupiter. You've got a 6 of diamonds and a 9 of diamonds. Diamonds are going to be really positive in Jupiter for, you know, for money stuff. But sixes indicate, you know, it's just going to be kind of what they call stasis. It's like it's going to, not at a standstill, but it's like nothing much will change. Six is going to give you that stability. They're kind of a karma card. The 9 is going to indicate changes, you know, and just be prepared for that. You know, as one door closes, another door opens. It's like there's going to be some financial changes in with that 9 in Jupiter. But because it isn't Jupiter, it's probably going to be, you know, more positive than negative. In your Saturn time frame, you've got a Jack of Spades and a 2 of Spades. It's going to that Jacks are really creative. It's like, you know, you're going to have some higher creative, you know, learning stuff. But Saturn is the place of the taskmaster that came in there. But it's like, you know, your karmic stuff coming about. But the 2 is indicating you want to be in cooperation with somebody. It might end up being something like, you know, you're working on a school project with somebody, something like that. But the last 2 phases, the Uranus period and the Neptune period, you've got this 4 of hearts in there. And there's 2 cards in the deck that deal with, like, marriage and stability. One of them is the Queen of Hearts. The other one's the 4 of Hearts. So the fact that you've got the 4 of Hearts in both of these things, you know, kind of like, say, toward the end of your year, that does kind of indicate, you know, there's going to be some romantic stuff, you know, coming in, but it's not going to be for a while. It's going to be, I'm going to say, more like in the fall, you know, or late summer, early fall, something like that. So, anyway, that's what I got for today, and it's like,
go forth and conquer. Thank you so much. It was very interesting, and I'm happy. At least I know I have a lot of positive things coming my way, and I appreciate it, and have a great day.
Okay, and you too, and call
Thank
us back.
You.
They say call back because we have different readers on different days. So it's like this is one of those shows where it's like we don't have any limits on who calls in or any of that kind of stuff. So call in with questions. And like I say, we have different readers every day who will get different, what I call different pieces of the puzzle.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in today. And we'll
okay.
talk to you again. Bye. All righty. And let's see. Our next person here in line is area code 850, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. And how are you today?
Just fine, thank you. my name is Sally, and my birthday is 429.
429, okay, it's coming up here, April 29th. And you are a 5 of clubs with an ace of spades as your planetary ruler. Cool. 5 of clubs, you know, your whole life is about restless change, but it's like that ace, with that ace there, that is the card of transformation. So it's like, you know, a lot of transformations for you. I mean, that's kind of what your whole life is about. Just in terms of, I'm going to look a little bit further on that 5. Let's see there, because it's really interesting because my dad was also a 5 of clubs. Very, very intellectual person. Really smart. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's called The Quest for Truth. It's about changes and restlessness of the mind. You've got a lot of curiosity that keeps you just almost like constantly on the go. You've also got this 5 of Hearts karma card that with those changes in your life, you know, romantic life, you know, sometimes you have a hard time in that area. I'll just say it's, you know, because there's so many changes, okay? You're really basically adventurous. You want to do exploring and research, you know, that kind of stuff. Kind of like the Jacques Cousteau, you know, type of person, or maybe the, you know, Steve Irwin, that guy, the crocodile dude, anyway. But for that same reason, things and people associated with commitment, sometimes either you avoid that like the plague, or you draw in people in your life who, you know, don't like to commit either. talks about, you know, just it kind of, that particular one, the restlessness makes you feel some kind of, you know, sometimes like a nomad, you know, like you just have, you know, a lot of change in your life all the time. It's like things are just, you know, constantly changing. And it does. You're the most restless card of all. You're really flexible. You know, moves to new homes or changes of lifestyle usually entail a lot of responsibilities and challenges. And you've got another five. Man, you got fives all over. You got this five of spades in Saturn. But here we go. We also have that ace of spades in Venus. Talks about, you know, your secret loves and indecision about, you know, which to choose with the people that you really are fond of. Also gives you a really rich and sexy voice. You've also got the seven of diamonds, which in Jupiter, which is what they call the millionaire's card. And, you know, a lot of the five of the clubs people have a lot of money. So, you know, it's kind of like the easy come, easy go. You know, you can spend it or lose it as fast as you get it type of thing. It does have a caveat for you. Speculation and gambling for you should be avoided like plague, okay? You are luckier than a lot of people, but you tend to spend it, which makes me bad at what the gamblers call money management, which is essentially knowing when to quit. You know, Kenny Rogers song, you know, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run, okay? But you're wonderful with sales and promotion because really you can relate to so many people on their own level. Okay. You just have a way of expressing yourself that just, you know, brings a lot of success if you're in sales or, you know, promotional type of things. You've got a natural curiosity. It brings you a lot of knowledge, but either, you know, sometimes you don't apply it or else, you know, you stick to one train of thought. It can make you skeptics. Sometimes, you know, you don't even get satisfaction from, you know, your own things that you believe in, go, yeah, okay, I'm looking to change that as well. Sometimes the five of clubs will take the opposite side of the argument, just because of a high school debate, you know, just so you're not tied down to one concept. You know, remember when they always had to have you, it's like, let's choose. Well, you know, what do you really believe in? It's like, now you have to argue the opposite viewpoint, okay? It's called, you know, being the devil's advocate, if you will. And sometimes you're like that. An interest in spiritual studies brings more satisfaction in your later years and provides answers that brings more peace into your life. A spiritual teacher or, you know, a class or something like that would be really helpful in that regard. And depending on the person, this is, again, one of those cases of how you manifest it. Being a five can be a blessing or a curse in the realm of relationships, okay? Now, I know for my dad, he and my mom were married 60 years. So, you know, it can be the blessing or, I've, you know, I've also seen fives that it's like they change relationships like people change socks, okay? Mm-hmm. On the high side, you know, you can be really progressive and you relate to anybody on their level. And it really makes you, you know, well-liked and sociable. And, you know, again, that he manifested that. On the other hand, fear of commitment can be so great that you can either attract the most unusual situations into your life or unusual people. And you might never really have the peace of that deep connection with somebody. There's going to be emotional losses in your life, regardless of avoidance, okay? But, you know, it's really, again, it goes back to your attitude and your values. Tell a real story of that. Okay, one way or another, and it's like, likely I'm going to say because of your gender and because of the, you know, age and time period that we've been through, it's like you probably were, you know, married, have kids, you know, something like that. But it might not necessarily have brought you as much happiness as you would have hoped. In truth, you know, you're really afraid that any relationship can deprive you of freedom. And freedom is a really big word for you. It's like, although it wasn't nearly as socially acceptable for females, you know, back in the day. Let's see here. I was just going to kind of take a look and see who some of your celebrity birthdays were. Christopher Walken, Daniel Day-Lewis, George Wendy, Woody Harrelson, recognize him from Cheers, John Davidson, Daniel Radcliffe, Michelle Pfeiffer, Kim Cattrall, George Orwell, the author, Wilt Chamberlain, basketball star, Gabe Kaplan, okay, I remember him from Welcome Back, Kotter, Jerry Seinfeld, Rod McEwen, John Paul I is the Pope, Ted Nugent, Al Gore, Kenny Rogers, Joan London, Andrew Agassi was a tennis player, George O'Keefe was an artist, Carly Simon, and Monica Lewinsky. So those are some of the people who are the Five of Clubs people with you. And was there anything in particular, you know, you had a question about either for, you know, for the year or area?
For the year, I'm going through changes in my life right now.
Okay.
Because my husband is not well.
Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah, let's see. And I don't think, wait a minute here. I'm looking here. I didn't write that down. Okay. Rats. Tell me your birthday again. I'm sorry.
429.
Yeah, 429. Okay. Well, that's in that Taurus energy too. Okay. Interesting. And then what was your, what's your current age?
My age is 63.
63. Okay. What's that? With that five. Okay, let's see where we're at here with that. Let's see what's coming in. Of course, I was going to say that would, with his illness, looks like that would probably have a lot more, you know, to do with his stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, your long range here is a three of hearts. So it's like it talks about there's going to be, you know, some changes of heart, changes of stuff. Going on this year. There's been, yeah, you've had a lot of things going on this year. Okay. A lot of it in, I mean, you got a lot of hearts in your reading. You've got like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow, 8 hearts there. And you've also got a lot of fives. You've got 5 of diamonds showing up twice, 5 of spades. And let's see exactly where you're at in your time frame, because each of the, what it is each of the planetary ruling periods has like 52, I'll say 52 days has a go at you, okay? And right now, where are you at? Okay, right now you're in the Uranus time frame, which is like a lot of unpredictability going on. And that started January 15th, and it's like you're going to be in Uranus until March 8th. So it's, you're almost at the end of that one. March 8th is going to go to start your Neptune time period, which is like, you know, dreams and illusions, that kind of stuff. And you're going to be there until your next birthday. So let's see where you're at with the Uranus and the Neptune time frame right now. Ah, yeah, it does talk about. Okay, I see this. You've got Uranus energies with this Ace of Spades, which does talk about transitions. You've also got a Five of Diamonds in there, which is also change in finances. And then you've got the Neptune, which is also a Five of Diamonds. So it's going to be, you know, some upcoming changes in finances, and that, you know, if that might be related, I don't know, to, you know, maybe the medical bills or, you know, things that are going on like that. Let's look at this one real quick. I want to see what that Ace of Spades is bringing you, because a lot of times, yeah, Ace of Spades is, you know, it's transformation, but sometimes, you know, when you're talking about age and stage, it's not always the change you're hoping for. But with the Uranus time period, it's a card of ambition and desire. It kind of talks about, you know, new jobs and careers for, you know, people on a spiritual path. There's deep and mystical things that can be applied at the same time. It's also a card representing, you know, intuitive gifts. It could represent a powerful religious, you know, or intuitive experience, a strong desire for some specific work or project. But just kind of be, you know, kind of be aware, kind of be prepared. But there's also that possibility for, I'll say, transformation of one sort or another. Let me see here. I'm going to look at that Five of Diamonds with that, because, again, you know, that's in the Uranian. It's a strong influence for change of either residence or business that's unexpected, okay? It can be purchase or sale of real estate, but it can also indicate a journey over land for business. Changes in business or personal things, location, are beneficial, but just keep a cautious eye on transactions. The unexpected is bound to happen. So there's going to be some kind of changes with financial stuff. And like I say, just, you know, kind of watch, I'll just say watch the purse strings, okay?
Now, what time frame is that going to be?
That's where you're at right now. That's you're finishing up that Uranus energy right now, and that's going to go till March 8th, and then you're going to start into the Neptune time frame, which again is starts March 8th until your birthday, and that has to do with either business trip or business. I mean, they talk a lot about the business stuff. But just be cautious in communications or contracts under that influence when it starts, you know, that March 8th through your birthday. Be careful with your finances, okay? You might be able to do much of what, you know, you dreamed you wanted to, but also just really get your magnifying glass out and read the fine print, you know, when you're signing papers with stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the strongest indicators of either, you know, business trip or else change of location or, you know, something like that that could be profitable. But under Neptune, you want to be watchful for deceptions or misunderstandings, okay? That's where that's coming in. It also can represent either the sale or purchase of something important, you know, something far away from where you live now. So I don't know if any, you know, I don't know if there's any real estate transactions coming up, but I would just say really be cautious of, you know, any paperwork, that you're going to sit down and sign and do. If there's any kind of legal aspect to it, make sure, you know, you have an attorney or somebody kind of give it a look over for you if you don't understand all the language in it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of really be cautious. Just really be aware of before you get yourself into any kind of financial anything or sign papers that have to do either with health or business or anything like that, okay, or even real estate.
Okay. That's what my husband's health is so tenuous. I mean, I really don't think he's going to be around much longer, and we have a big trip planned in April, the middle part of April, for a month going overseas, and I'm very nervous about it.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's like, well, I never like to be the bearer of bad news, and it's like I'm not saying this in any way, shape, or form, but it's like a lot of times, see, the Ace of Spades is called the death card, and it's like I don't like to mention that a lot, but it's like you're right, absolutely, just be really aware of his health, okay? But that makes a lot of sense with what you're saying with the trip and overseas and stuff. Make sure it's not too taxing on him, and I can understand he wants to do a big trip with you and stuff, and it's like, you know, he wants to give you something to remember, you know, type of stuff, but make sure you take care of his health, you know, on that. It's like, I'm not saying don't go on the trip because, you know, that's something that I think he really wants to do with you, you know, and he wants you to go, you know, take pictures and, you know, have a good send-off, so to speak, okay? It's like, so, you know, if he really wants to go do that, it's like, don't deny him that because that's something he really wants to do with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But just be really, really aware of, you know, anything that you can do health-wise with him is just really be careful, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. And do call us back.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. And let's see here. And all right. Oh, now my studio is going to have a moment with me here. Okay. There we go. Okay, area code 808. You are on with us. Thank you for being patient.
Well, hi. You said 808. This is Sandra. I'm calling from Hawaii.
Oh, cool. That's right.
My birthday is. It's nice. The sun is shining as usual.
Well,
my birthday is 321. And I'm 65.
321.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. You sound really young.
I do. I look
that good tropical air, huh?
I look about 20 years younger. But, yeah, I sound young. I look
Okay. Well, you are, now, I was going to say, you're right. You're on the cusp there. It's like, do you know if you are a Pisces person or a Taurus person?
Yes.
Have you ever had
someone did my chart once, and they said the year I was born at 9 o'clock in the morning, the sun was still in Pisces.
Okay, you're one of those really cusp. And I've got a cusp child like that too. It's like he was born like it's on a really funny. I mean, I shouldn't say funny day, but it's like for our family, it's a funny day. He was born July 22nd, and he was born like at 10 o'clock at night. He was 2 hours into being a Leo, but he was so on the Cancer cusp. It's like, yeah, so I can see that with you. It's like, all righty, you're a two of diamonds, and it's like, and you're so with that planetary ruler being there, you would be an eight of spades, which, you know, gives you a lot of power. It's like, I do know the two of diamonds is called the wheeler dealer cards, and really and truly, it's like, you know, in any kind of sales and stuff, it's like you really, you know, it's like you could sell snowballs to Eskimos, okay? You have
I really
that kind
like
of skill. It's so cool though, because Hawaii, it's like you guys get, it's like if you want snow, you go up to the top of the volcano crater, and it's like, you know, you can have snow, and then you come down to the seashore, and it's like you have seas, you know, the same day.
Yeah.
It's like, so you can go from skiing to swimsuits in the same day. It's incredible. Okay, well, what is your question today?
Well, my financial situation has been challenging lately, so I'm wondering what that looks like for me. And, you know, my year in general, you know, it's going to get better. I've had a lot of crises happen in the past couple of years. I want to see if things are going to smooth out for me.
Smooth out or change out? Okay, let's see. Well, let me take a look at here first under the tooth, and then you're going to have to. I know we hate to say this, but it's like instead of giving me your year, it's like I'm just going to have you tell me what your current age is, not what you're going to be turning in like 2 weeks here. Where are you at currently?
I'm 64 right now. 64.
64 right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So you're just finishing up. Wow. And you did have a lot of changes this year. You had a 9 of hearts at your long range. So I'm going to say you had a lot of changes, a lot of completions of matters of the heart. Okay, whether it's with friends, family, relationships, whatever.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of doors closing, but a lot of doors opening. Mm-hmm. And it's like what I'll say is that's an indication for us. It's like and sometimes it's hard to let go. It's hard to let go, especially with a 9 influence. We can feel like. If you think of, remember Linus and Charlie Brown, you know, the little guy who was always holding his blanket? Somebody's taking away your security blanket when you weren't ready for it, okay? That's exactly what I feel like, okay? So this whole year has been like that for you. You had some really karmic stuff happening in the beginning.
Yeah.
You've had that, you know, there's a 5 of hearts, which is like, you know, a separation or, you know, something like that where, and it could be, I mean, it can be either, it can be separation, you know, just from friends, you know, at a distance. It can be somebody dying on you or it can be divorce, you know. So it's like the separation of the heart is, you know, a lot of things. Or it can be, I've seen people having issues with their kids, you know, and that kind of split.
Yeah.
But you've had a lot of them.
Yeah. My dad passed away and I went through 2 relationships. And I lost
my
dad's family. He's my stepdad. His family, I let go of them. My stepmother disinherited me. Yeah, can you think of anything else?
Well, golly. I mean, what I can say is like right now, at least you're on the tail end of this year, you know. So it's like it is going to be different next year because when you know after your birthday. You start with a 5 of diamonds energy. So it's like, hang in there, you know, tie a rope, you know, hang on to the knot of the end there. Get through this. Get through this next couple, 3 weeks here because things will stuff. Yeah. Oh, golly. But, yeah, you will have some shifts and changes come up. And like I say, this one, the Neptune, you've got a 9 of spades at Neptune, which is really, you know, and you've got these 2 9s coming together. It's like, oh, my goodness. I'll just say my condolences for this year.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You've been through the mill.
I'd like to bury this. Bury it.
Yeah, no kidding. You know what I'm going to do is like instead of dwelling on the past year that's coming in, it's like I'm going to give you just a little bit of a forward look, and we'll kind of take a look and see what is coming in because it's going to be better than this past year has been.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, there's going to be transition. With that as your long-range card, it's going to be an important year transition for you. It's going to leave you in an entirely new place by your next birthday. So from this, you know, from the time you turn 65 to the time you turn 66, you're going to have some really fundamental changes in what's most important to you. It's going to cause major changes, you know, in either, you know, your job, your approach to money, relationships. You could move to a new location during that transition.
Yeah, I'm considering that.
You know, your lives are basically structured to provide you with the things that you deem most important. So when that inner picture of what's important to you changes, you know, again, that exterior world, you know, your outer world has no choice but to follow. When you change your mind, your life is going to change. To get the most out of this year, okay, and I'm talking about your year coming in here, allow the changes to flow in your life without trying to know exactly what lies ahead. When you're in transition, you always, you know, you're going to change and depart from what has been. The future is not always clear, but there's always clear skies just beyond what we, you know, it's like the silver lining. There's always a silver lining with that cloud, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be wise to expect the changes. Don't make big commitments until after you turn 66. Your key words for this whole year is, you know, for this coming year after your birthday is, I experience a major change in my values. which affects every important area of my life this year. So that's what's coming. I mean, you're still going to have more change, but it's not going to be quite the losses that you've had this past year. It's like, oh, my goodness. You just going to say, yeah, you've been through the hamster mail this past year. It's like, man, it's like, yeah. But you seem to be handling it okay, which is really good. You know, that's a positive. That's a positive beat with that. And you do have, you know, you've got some good cards coming up. You've got some jacks. You've got, you know, some real creative things going on that are going to be coming in. You've got a few, you know, little karmic things happening here with some sixes. You've got an eight powerhouse there. It's like you've got an eight in there. It's really going to give you the mental, you know, it's going to be, you set your mind on what you want to do, and it's like, and you're absolutely going to go for it and do it. And let's see, just that looking for hearts and where you're at with relationships. I'm going to say, yeah, not a lot. Don't do a lot of heart stuff this year. You know, don't do a lot of stuff with the hearts, or just, you know, don't try to get into relationships too quickly. You need some time to take back and heal and breathe. Okay, you're going to have to go through a shake up and this change up, and it's like, and make sure that you know who you are, who the new you is, because you know you're going to be the butterfly coming out of your cocoon. Okay, it's like right now you're kind of this is, all this change is like, you know, you're in the cocoon, and it's like by the time you hit 66, it's like you're going to be coming out as a butterfly. So it's like, but don't get heavily involved with, you know, a lot of relationships this year. It's like, this is going to be your interchange. So it's like, focus. And I mean, it sounds selfish, but it's like, no, now is the time you need to take and focus on yourself and really get solid with where you are, who you are, what you're doing. And it's like,
right.
Yeah. And it's, but you've got some really positive stuff coming out. You know, you've got, and if it's any help at all, well, look at the, you know, at year 66, you're going to have a jack of hearts for your long range, which is really highly creative and really, you know, you got a lot of hearts in year 66. So it's like, you know, just get through the next 12 months. You know, do the work you know you got to do, and it's like, and you're in a gorgeous place to do it. It's like, you know, go out, water, they're showing that. It's like, go out and play in the ocean a little bit. You know, it's like, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. Like I said, I was born in Hawaii. I got to go back there as a high school senior, and I was just like, wow. You know, it's amazing. You know, the ocean has a lot to teach us, you know, in terms of the power and the surges and the cycles and all that stuff. So it's like, but when you have the opportunity, you know, go be in the ocean, and it's like literally feel like it's, you know, it's washing the stuff out, because there's, yeah, right, cleansing. You've got some cleansing stuff to do, and it's like water is a very powerful thing to, you know, to let go. And it's like, you know, good place to cry is in the ocean, because you blend right in with that salt water. So it's like, and it's okay. You know? And you don't even have to take the Kleenex. You can just take and, you know, do the salt water in your face, and it's good. But, you know, that's the other thing in our culture is you're allowed to grieve. You know what? It's like you are allowed to feel the loss. I mean, my husband died several years ago, and it's like we've actually, Amy Kavanaugh is one of the gals that's on our show. And she deals with hospice and with grief issues and with widows. She herself is a widow, and there's quite a few of us, you know, over here. You know, but really and truly, it's like, you know, you're allowed. You're allowed to grieve, even though, you know, our society is not big on that. It's like, you know what, oh, just get over it. It's like, no, thank you. And it's like, I had this person in my life a long time. It's like, I'm going to miss them, and I'm allowed to miss them, you know. And that's perfectly fine. The other thing you can do is, like, with that intuitive ability that I'm going to say you've got, whether you acknowledge it or not, you might be in that, you might be in the river in Egypt in denial, but set out two chairs and have those conversations with him, because he's concerned about you from the other side. Okay, I'm not real good with that, but it's like, I would encourage you, call in if you can on Pamela's show on Tuesday, because she does really a lot with relationship, and if there's messages and stuff, she'll get messages. So there's Death Row. She's on at 2:00 Eastern time, which is like, it's going to be earlier, but the day for you. I'm not sure what the time frame is, but she's on at 2:00 Eastern time on Tuesdays. So if you can, you know, kind of look at that, call in the same number. See what kind of messages you get, because I tend to get the what I call the old black and white, you know, non-talky movies, you know, type of thing. It's like I get without the sound. Okay, is what I tend to get. But but he's kind of hovering over you. It's like, okay, he's concerned with what's going on, and he's doing what he can to help you.
Okay.
You know, but it's like I say, call back in, because Pamela will have a lot more insight on that, okay?
And Tuesday. Is it Tuesday morning in the morning time?
It's like I say, it's Tuesday at 2 o'clock Eastern time,
okay.
2 p.m. Right. 2 p.m. Eastern time. So do that time transliteration. It's like
I've got a world clock. I'll check it out. Okay.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in today. I'm so glad to hear from somebody from Hawaii. That's really cool.
I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much. You've been very compassionate. I really appreciate it. Thank you for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, bye, calling in. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay. 718. It's like we got you in, but it's like I've got about, we got about 30 seconds here, and it's like I'm going to say, please call in again. But what is your first name? Your card
626.
626. All right. And you are one of those Cancerian people. Okay, 626, you are 4 clubs in 10 seconds. Okay, 4 clubs. You like stability. You've also got some karmic issues with you came here to work out, and call us back on another time frame in a second. I will do some more with that with you.
Okay,
Those are cool cards, but it's like, yes, my apologies. We got sometimes we try to get to everybody, so it's like I'm glad I at least got a couple seconds with you, but do call back. Like I said, Pamela's really good. She's on Tuesdays, and then Jethro and Janine are on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And Janine is she does like this diamond key healing from, she's in London. And she'll intuitively scan, you know, your body over the air. It's like, you know, all that wonderful energy stuff. But it's like she'll take it from a health perspective and kind of look and see blockages that you have, and she'll take some that way. Pamela does the stuff with love and relationship and, you know, business, finance, you know, whatever you want to look at. But call us back. You call us back.
Oh, okay.
And thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye.